Everyone knows that feeling. The clenching in your chest, the tension in your head, the racing of the mind. It's all part of the shared experience we call stress. It accompanies the work deadlines as you're racing against the clock. It enters as you argue with your partner or as your eyes glance over your bank statement. Stress in response to difficult situations is a universal experience. But ever increasingly, there are those for whom stress is anything but situational, for whom stress is not a response, but the status quo. This chronic stress permeates every aspect of their lives, and it's a common denominator for countless mental health diagnoses, including depression and anxiety. What is stress? Why do rates of obtrusive, disproportionate stress continue to rise? And most importantly, what can we do to manage and minimize stress to protect our modern brains? So what even is stress? It's not a molecule or a neurotrophin that we can point to on a blood panel. It's not a particular brainwave we can measure. It's not even a simple emotion. Rather, stress is the body and the brain's ingrained response to perceived danger or challenging situations. It's meant to put you in high alert mode that equips you and encourages you to efficiently deal with an immediate problem, like when you encounter, say, a predatory animal or natural disaster. When you find yourself in such a situation, a region of the brain, the hypothalamus, sends alarm bells throughout your nervous system. In response, your adrenal glands pump out adrenaline, giving your heart rate and you a jolt of energy. Increased concentrations of the hormone cortisol bolster your fight or flight response. Bodily functions unnecessary to the danger or problem at hand decrease, things like growth, digestion, and the reproductive system. The brain shifts gears, altering your perceptions around mood, fear, and even rational thought. All of this meshes together into a well-tuned, highly honed brain state that works wonderfully well when we're faced with an acute short-term danger. And once the situation has been resolved, the mind returns to its standard modus operandi: growing, digestion, reproduction. It's only when stress becomes intrusive, lingering, and constant that it becomes an issue. When patients talk to me about stress, they talk about their schedule, how their relationships often become just about meshing schedules. They talk to me about how they can't sleep, how their mind is racing and worried about things, even if they know it's not the most rational thought. When a patient walks in, you can just see the chronic stress. They look undernourished, underslept, and just frazzled and often overwhelmed. Chronic stress overwhelms us as our minds worry about things, even if rationally we know they might not be as big of a deal as we're feeling. For millions of people, however, stress is a constant, and rates of chronic stress are skyrocketing. In fact, in 2020, 2 out of 3 adults reported that they felt increases in stress versus the previous year. And with these prolonged feelings of stress come increased risks for prolonged and magnified side effects in both the body and the brain, a consistent feeling of dread, dysfunctions with hunger regulation, mood variance, irritability, poor sleep. People with increased level of stress report fatigue and more insomnia. They describe lower self-esteem and a diminished sex drive, headaches, fatigue, and a disorganized train of thought. Stress is a major cause of inflammation, which, as we've discussed, is also a major cause of depression and anxiety. In fact, excessive stress is seen in the majority of diagnosed cases of clinical anxiety and depression. This chronic stress can also lead to a reduction in habits and behaviors that constitute a healthy routine. In a recent British study, 46% of respondents reported that they had either overeaten or changed their diet for the worse due to increased stress. Meanwhile, 29% of respondents increased alcohol consumption, and 17% started, restarted, or increased their cigarette smoking habit. Much of what I do as a clinician revolves around stress and how it manifests within people's lives. Chronic stress is simultaneously and seemingly paradoxically a result of the patterns by which we live our everyday lives and a potential motivating factor in fostering those very same habits, acting as both cause and result of less than ideal choices. For instance, 43% of adults have reported stress as a primary cause of insomnia, while 45% of people exhibiting chronic stress report even more heightened stress levels when they get fewer than the recommended hours of sleep. This can leave many people feeling trapped in a vicious cycle. By learning best practices for managing stress, you can break this cycle and reduce stress to more manageable, healthy levels. We've already discussed many of the major root causes of chronic stress: poor nutrition, isolation, lack of connection, lack of exercise. But any effective effort in changing these habits results from mindful self-awareness and self-examination. The first step is to start by identifying triggers in your everyday life. Both chronic and acute stress can be exacerbated by circumstances that you encounter regularly. Think about this for a little bit. Is that little red number on your phone screen that shows you how many unread work emails you have contributing to your mental health? Are you worried about your finances? Are you concerned or anxious about people in your life that you care about? The bottom line is, the first step in reducing stress is really creating a map of the stressors in your life, understanding which of them are acute, which are chronic, and eventually understanding which are most easy for you to modify. And how about the news and social media you consume every day? Several studies now show a correlation between stress levels and increasing use of social media platforms. So take a hard look at the people, the pages, and the brands that you follow, and also how long you're spending on these platforms. You might consider taking a sabbatical from social media altogether for a little while, just to see how it affects how you feel. Once you've begun to identify the stressors in your life, it pays also to consider your own personal psychology, the goals that you have for yourself, routines and habits that you have, and your overall outlook. Do you find yourself catastrophizing, creating mental images of the worst case scenario for any given problem, regardless of the size of the problem? Ask yourself why you're feeling the way you are and try to trace that back to a root cause. Sometimes for people it helps to think when they started to feel that way, or if there are certain situations or individuals or pieces of information that they're aware acutely increase their anxiety. Millions of people have lived with the specter of chronic stress for too long that they don't realize that there's an alternative. But by really examining the root causes of this perpetual unease, you can begin to relearn how to reclaim more of your own agency over stress. Let's talk about some key takeaways. Stress is universal in the modern world, and managing chronic stress and understanding stress is key to healing from anxiety and depression. Stress can be thought of as the body and brain's natural response to perceived danger or challenging situations. Stress puts your brain in high alert mode to deal with an acute problem. We often experience stress via the flight or fight response. We all encounter stress in our lives, but for many, stress can be intrusive, lingering, and constant, therefore taking a toll on the brain. This chronic stress is a very real issue for so many, and it contributes to feelings of anxiety and depression.
Chronic stress often has a cascading effect by impacting diet, sleep, and levels of inflammation, leaving you trapped in a vicious cycle. This is why learning to manage stress is so critical to mental fitness. Understanding and identifying the triggers of stress in our everyday lives is a key first step. Start with a clear list of factors that contribute to both your chronic and acute stress, things like work, finances, current events, and relationships. Along with creating this map of your stress, honing a set of habits and activities that reduce stressors is essential to your ongoing mental fitness. This course really relies on you adding in more self-care in the form of stress reduction, mindfulness, breathing, support, yoga, and other stress-reducing activities. That's why I want you to check out the resources accompanying this module, and most importantly, develop a strong set of great stress reduction tools.